Welcome to my USA Drive. Today we have come up with a new topic about getting second medical opinion. Is it worth the trouble? Second medical opinion led to changes in course of treatment in 37% of patients and change in diagnosis in 15% of them based on a study involving around 7,000 patients done in the USA. Medical knowledge and practices keep on evolving. Clinical trials, investigational procedures, and newer therapies continue to change the practice of medicine worldwide. Similarly, professional expertise, personal biases, and geographical limitations all play a role in the medical opinion rendered by the physician. Hence, getting a second medical opinion can provide you with another look at your current medical conditions and possible treatment options. Even if no new options offered, it provides you with peace of mind. When should I seek a second medical opinion? Second medical opinion is recommended anytime you are given a diagnosis that may have serious implications. Examples include diagnosis of life-changing illnesses, being prescribed medications that have serious side effects, the need for surgery or costly procedures that are not covered by insurance. Second medical opinion also helps in cases where the diagnosis is not provided well. You know that something is clearly going on. Would I put my relationship with my doctor at risk? It is not unusual for patients to forgo a second opinion for the fear of insulting their physician. But that should not be the case. Based on statistics provided, more than one-third of patients change their treatment based after having a second opinion. In addition, second opinions are part of medical practice, and physicians curbside or discuss cases with colleagues all the time. Don't you deserve that chance? How do I make it happen? There are multiple ways to ask for another opinion. Some ask their primary care physician to give them another referral. Others seek the advice of family/friends regarding the names of other physicians. You also have the option of seeking an objective independent online service like US Expert Medical Opinion, which has US-based reputable practicing specialists on its panel. How do I prepare for it? It is relatively easy. You gather whatever relevant records available and send it to the second medical opinion provider. This could be securely uploaded online or sent via messaging. Typically, the specialist will go over the records and ask you for any additional records or tests if needed. What do I do if the two diagnoses are significantly different? It means you did the right thing. When the second opinion led to more questions than answers, then something is not clear and further investigation is warranted. Some people pursue a third opinion. Ultimately, it is your health we are talking about. It is well known that patients have better outcomes when they go into treatment with confidence. So, these opinions in one way or another will shed more light on your condition and ultimately prepare you better for the treatment path you choose to pursue. Critical questions to ask your doctor. 1. What is my diagnosis? 2. What more can you tell me about the disease? 3. What is the status of my disease? 4. Is my disease treatable or curable? 5. What is my prognosis? 6. What is the goal of treatment? 7. What are my treatment options? 8. Do you agree with my previous doctor's treatment? 9. Where should I get treatment and why? 10. What would be my quality of life with the proposed treatment? A critical question to ask yourself. Do I understand my medical condition and believe that I am making an informed decision regarding my treatment? If you have a serious medical condition, please give us a call. Our American Board Certified Specialists can guide you on getting the latest available treatment options. We are here to help. MYUSADR was created to assist you in making critical health decisions. Our